T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial free Mondays. 8:06 right now. So Halloween weekend obviously kicks off tonight. Many of you maybe don't have plans yet, or have plans, but you haven't confirmed them yet, waiting to see if something else better comes out. Have you ever done that to somebody?
Oh my God. If I start binge watching Netflix, it's over for you.
You can't get me out.
Nah, I'm done with it.
So, but listen, we want to help each other out in case you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, whether it be with your kids or as adults. Help each other out, okay? So what are some fun things to do in your hood this Halloween weekend, right? So hit us up from LA, from the OC, from the IE to the Valley. Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. You can call or text that number, 877-971-HITS. What's fun to do this Halloween weekend in your hood? I know, Chelsea, you're going to a couple Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. We're going to Dodger game tonight.
Yes.
That's going to be epic. Brian, you're going to be out of town in Atlanta visiting your girlfriend, but that should be fun out there as well. You're going to a brewery, right?
We go to a haunted brewery. Let's get the things that people don't know about. I don't need a bunch of texts saying, like, Universal Studios, not Scary Farm.
Queen Mary.
We know those ones. Everyone knows. Like, let's find the ones that no one knows about, the ones that maybe you've done before that are kind of fun and secret. Like a haunted brewery. Man, I didn't know about that until just randomly on Twitter. I saw a haunted brewery in Atlanta. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, because look, we can Google all this stuff and there's a list of things, but it's all like the big attractions. People are paying money to promote these events, which is cool and whatnot.
They're great. They're super fun.
Yeah.
But we want to know like things only you would know if you live in the OC, the IE, the Valley, or here in LA. All right. So 877-971-HITS. Let's help each other out. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Wendy from Tustin. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here from Tustin, California.
Rapping, Wendy. All right. So what's cool to do in your hood up in the OC?
Okay, there is the most fabulous haunted house. It's in Tustin, California, off 17th and Gershom.
Okay.
This family's been doing this house for like 20 years. They've actually been preparing. I live right down the street from there. And they prepare. I work at Disneyland, and this place is better than the Haunted Mansion. They've got a drawbridge. They've got headless horsemen.
Wow.
They've got walls that talk. They scare the pants off people. It is so great.
Did you say they have a drawbridge? I'm sold, man. Who's got a drawbridge?
Every year they get better and better. And these people go, it's crazy. Like, it's unbelievable. We get in line at about 7 o'clock. We try to get there first. It's free.
What?
Okay.
It's free? Did you say it's free?
Free?
The magic
it's
word?
Free. Like,
what?
I'm telling you, this thing is legit. Like, it is like the bomb. It is like.
We get it. Wendy, what are the corners again? You said 17th?
The street is Gershom, G-E-R-S-H-A-M. Gershom Avenue, you can look it up. It's in the O.C., baby.
Get it, Wendy. Now, I have a question here. So what is this house year-round besides Halloween? Like you said, some dudes kind of put it together.
Yeah, do these weirdos live in it the rest of the year?
Yeah, it's like you just go down the street. It's like a normal big house. It's like the fancy kind of area. And they have to take it down, and the guy told me that he stores everything in a storage unit.
So they live in it year-round.
Yeah, they're like just legit Halloween fans.
Wow.
Good for them, man.
That
That's awesome.
So cool. Wendy, this is exactly what we're looking for. So thank you so much for giving us a heads up about that, all right?
Yes, you guys all have a blessed day.
You too. Blessings. Have a fun weekend. Bye. Let's go to Keontae from Riverside. Good morning, Keontae.
Yo, good morning. Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, man, I love your vibe, bro. You can tell it's Friday, man. What's going on, man? What do you suggest for this Halloween weekend? What's fun to do, bro?
Man, I don't know if I can top Wendy, but let's see how I do it.
Good luck, bro.
Yeah, we came out of the gate strong there. That's not your fault.
I'm like, drawbridge, I'm sold too.
He's like, I'm leaving my plans. I'm going over to Wendy. For sure, we're all going to Wendy's. What's going on,
man,
Keontae?
So Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to head out to SeaWorld, and they're doing a little Halloween thing for kids, you know?
Oh, that's
fun. And it's the first time I'm actually doing that. Like, you know, I used to do Disneyland, and it's a little more expensive, especially when you got two kids, you know? But it's a little bit more affordable for families in SeaWorld. So I'm going to go check that out. And then on Sunday, I'm about to go. There's some haunted houses in Orange County as well. I used to live out there, so a lot of the times people will just dress up their house.
Like yeah.
It's in Laguna Niguel. I don't have the exact streets, but you can Google Laguna Niguel haunted houses, and just like Christmas time, like there's just streets where you can just go down and see people go crazy on decorating.
That's cool. Just be careful with that because, you know, if you are going to just some random person's house, you know what I'm saying? Yo, this house looks scary. Let's walk up in here and see what happens. It might be really, like, literally scary, you know? Yeah. I'm actually going to San Diego Zoo with my two-year-old daughter and my wife, so that's going to be fun tomorrow. So, James.
Oh, nice, man.
I mean, Keontae,
nice.
Thank you.
That sounds like a great day.
Thank you so much, bro.
No worries,
appreciate
man.
You calling in, bro.
No worries, man. Have a great day.
All right, blesses, man. What about you, Chelsea? You looked up some stuff up in the OC as well, right?
Yeah, I thought this was cool. There's a Halloween pooch parade in Anaheim.
Oh, that's cute. Unbelievable. Dogs in costumes. So, you get right out of
so
here.
So cute. And so bring your pets, obviously dress them up and get creative because there's actually a contest.
There's going to be, dude, that is like Instagram-like heaven.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Dogs in costumes.
And for all you extra people that don't have kids, man, that's your Super Bowl right there.
That's Sunday. then also there's the annual boo at the Santa Ana Zoo. So it's probably similar to what where you're going this weekend.
Yeah.
But they describe it, I like this, as merry, not scary. Just so it's not too scary for your kids. And obviously you want to dress up for that. And then I see this. I thought this was super cool. The Blood Ball. And this is in Long Beach. It's a neon paint Halloween party where you dress in white and you basically get painted.
Throw paint
and it's like
each
a little,
other.
It seems, sounds like it's kind of like a rave of some sort.
There you go.
But like, you know,
that could be scary sometimes too, for sure, when you're raving.
Depends on what you're pre-funking with.
Yeah.
All right, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. What's fun to do this Halloween weekend in your hood? Gabrielle from San Pedro, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us something fun to do this Halloween weekend in San Pedro.
Well, it's over actually at Sharky's in Manhattan Beach. There's a zombie beach party.
It sounds awesome.
$5 sky and vodka, costume party, zombie walk competition. A friend of mine, DJ Krazu, is actually DJing over there. So it's going to be pretty lit.
You know what the best part about the zombie beach party is that everybody shows up looking like a zombie. Then about 2 a.m., everybody really looks like a zombie.
Yeah. And they're acting like one.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like wobbling home, stumbling.
Like, yo, you win the zombie walk contest.
like, what? I'm not even dressed up.
Just lit AF.
Yeah, and they even have a candy corn shop. I don't like candy corn, but they have candy corn shop.
Wow.
So.
Dope. Gabrielle, thank you so much for giving us a heads up. Zombie beach party in Manhattan Beach.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you so much. Then if you're hungover on Sunday, you just go to the fish market in San Pedro.
Just roll over there.
Get yourself some shrimp. You're good. Right, Gabriel?
I mean, if I'm not hungover, I don't even know if I can.
Charlie from Irvine, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what's popping in your hood for Halloween weekend. What's cool?
So there's an address called 16 Goldenrod in Irvine. And this family has a website called legendofboothill.com. Uh-huh. And they convert their front yard to a haunted, scary theme, and people jump out and scare you. And in an event, they also have a donation box to collect for donation to Chuck.
Oh, but everything else for a good cause. For the Children's Hospital.
Yes.
That's
oh, my
amazing.
Gosh. What a great idea.
Yeah.
I love what's going down in the OC, right? Like,
all
a bunch of people just turn their everyday home into a haunted house just for the community to have fun in.
Like little indie haunted houses.
Yeah. Awesome. Charlie, well, thank you so much for giving us a heads up on that, and have a great Halloween weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brian, what's coming in on our text, bro?
We got a bunch of great text messages. Thanks, everybody. We got a few about pumpkin nights in Pomona, specifically from the 626. It's a great fit for the whole family. It's at Fairplex, so like basically off Arrow Highway around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Pomona, Laverne, San Dimas. Hit that up. Also from the 714, we got the Anaheim High School does a big parade, dance in Anaheim, and Pearson Park for games and events for kids. It's a lot of fun stuff for the kids. We also got a texter about, I don't know if you've ever been to the Calico Ghost Town in Yermo, like on the way to Vegas, right? Just outside of Victorville. They have a ghost town. If you've ever been, you can just drive up in there. It's an old ghost town from, you know, way back in the 1800s.
Oh, cool.
But they turn it into a ghost town weekend.
Wow.
Calico.
That's dope, man. And if your kids are fans of the movie Coco, like my daughter's, she's only like a year and 10 months old, they're doing the 19th annual Dia de los Muertos at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Tomorrow, celebrating Dia de los Muertos, and it's absolutely a beautiful event.
And that cemetery, Hollywood Cemetery, Forever Cemetery, is beautiful too.
Oh, it's
like
awesome.
Crazy right in the middle of all the studios here in Hollywood, like three blocks from my brother's house. So stop by and say what's up.
So there's no excuse not to do anything fun this weekend. There's so much
Get
going
out,
on. It's
have
kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I know. What do I do? I want to do it all.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.